Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, on the Globe Trotting program, alhamdulillah. And the program where we talk travel normally, alhamdulillah, where we try and cover as much as we can when it comes to travel, and where we make people relaxed, sit back, take it easy, chill out, and we take them to the countries where they want to go to. And many a times we find many people telling me, I'm in the comfort of my home, and being in the comfort of my home, I am traveling with you wherever you go. And that is what we want, alhamdulillah. We put you in the, sometimes it happens where we put you in the place of where we want to go to, and we put you together to travel, alhamdulillah, fantastic. What a great thing to do. And where we give people the pleasure of traveling while in the comfort of their home. And that is just amazing. We find some people, as we always say, the picturesque view of a certain country that you take or that you have in your mind when you're traveling. And we try and put, when it comes to with guests that we have in the studio as well, we put those pictures in front of you of that particular country. And that's the way you're going to do your travel. When you get there, it may be different. It may look different. It may feel different. But while you are here, This is how we place it for you, inshallah. And that's the way we do it. And it's just, it's fun to do that, alhamdulillah. Now, over the last festive period, I would say, we call it a festive period, where we took it easy in the last 3 weeks. We were just, like I mentioned, yes, last week, we were just bouncing around doing programming just in general. We had covered Malaysia tourism with Henda Heineke, which we've had a phenomenal response when it came to traveling. When talking of Malaysia in particular, where we did a Malaysian tour, and we had discussed the Malaysian tour together on air, and there were so many people wanting Henda Heineke's details as well, because of the groups that they're taking across to Malaysia and doing small groups, but specific to your needs. And alhamdulillah, they had fantastic responses, and they've helped lots of our people, and they were pleased to note they never did it before. And it was now for the very first time where they got Muslim travel with them. And they have now considered halal travel, looking at halal travel, getting involved with Muslim organizations abroad. Just this week she contacted me telling me that she's made so much of contact abroad in different countries of the world on halal travel. So fantastically so, where it comes to a point where they knew nothing about halal. They knew nothing what a Muslim requires when traveling. And We gave them that that notion. We gave them that clear view of a Muslim of what's the do's and don'ts and the requirements of travel for a Muslim. And they are learning that. And she's asking me so much about Islam now. What is it? You know, what is it that I need to know more? And inshallah, we will talk to them more about our Islamic travel. Inshallah, Allah changes hearts. Inshallah, we make dua for that. And then last week we had the program on drugs. Now that was, as I mentioned, before we got into full swing into the travel program. We had the guest by the name of Yunus Bismillah last week, and we spoke to him about drugs and his addiction to drugs. And I could not believe, like I always, when there's something that you're taken aback with, you just say, yo, yo, yo. And believe me, it's just like that. Yo. I could not believe how many people are affected by this evil thing. The number of calls that I've got, that I've heard, the number of calls that Yunus got from around the country, which he mentioned to me night before last as well. He's telling me, I'm getting calls from Cape Town, from Durban, you name it. He says, I cannot believe that people from all over are just calling, and they want him to talk to them, talk to their parents, talk to their families, and so on. And the amount of factual stories that are coming out about drugs. Please, people, let us be very careful. Let us be very, very careful as to what we do and what we say and so on when it comes to drugs. It is very dangerous. It is something that is the number one killer in this country, or in the world, I would say. It's the number one killer, especially from the number of calls that we're receiving, and prominent people are getting affected by this monster of drugs. And I say prominent people. People that you cannot believe are on drugs. And I was shocked myself. And the common ground here is denial. He mentioned it last week, and I will mention it again today. It's denial. And parents are now coming up and saying, you know what, it's my fault. I've been denying the fact please, you know what, help me go forward. I'm not going to deny it anymore. Yes, my children are involved in these things, and I'm to blame. So let's go forward. Let us stop denying. And that is, I think, the most common factor from all the calls that we're getting. And that is a denial part from the beginning. That, no, not my son. My son can't do this. My son not. My daughter not. Yes, it is. It is. It's a reality. Like I mentioned last week as well, don't point one finger at others and three to yourself, because remember that three is more than the one that's pointing outside. So count yourself first, saying that, yes, let me look into this first. So just be very, very careful. Okay, and another thing which, first of all, Yunus Bismillah that spoke to us, his number, I got so many calls asking for number. I had replied to many giving the number. If you want to take it down, his number is 071-2022-141. 071-2022-141. He's a rehabilitated drug addict, and he's now doing motivational talks, and he's out to assist. In fact, this week alone, he came to Lens with last week's program. He came to Lens helping people again in the evenings, and whoever wanted assistance, he drove all the way to Lens to go help people, although he's from somewhere from the north. But he helped people out in Lens this week. So if you need his assistance when it comes to the drug issue with your family or whatever it may be that's close to you, that's connected or that's affected, sorry, you may call him on 071-2022-141. Like always, our SMS line is always open, 072-786-5520, 072-786-5520. My email address, mohammed@globetrotting.co.za, Mohammed with one M, that's M-O-H-A-M-E-D, Mohammed with one M, mohammed@globetrotting.co.za. And then also about a month ago, we spoke to a company called Serena Hotel Group. They are based in many countries. We had specified which countries, but we couldn't touch on all the countries. We started talking of Mozambique and Zanzibar, and the program already finished. So we are going to be touching base with them very soon, talking about the Serena Hotels Group, what they offer and what they have, what specials they have. And also, if there's group bookings, what can they do for our people? Booking directly with the Serena Hotel Group, which Polana Hotel in Mozambique is part of the Serena Hotel Group. In Zanzibar also, they have a hotel which is part of their group. And they're offering fantastic deals. And good packages can come out of there, which we're looking into. I've spoken to them as well, talking to them and asking them, that can't you do specific special packages for our people? Let's see if we can do it together with Mango Airlines or another airline. And let's see if we can do some specials for our people. I think, you know, if anybody can benefit from there, let us try our best and get somebody to benefit from there. And then lastly, I had a call. In fact, I just got an SMS here also asking me, how many days is it good enough to visit Vietnam? Now, Vietnam, you can visit in 21 days. I would say you'd cover quite a bit in 21 days, which is not enough. But if you've got limited holidays, which is between 10, 12 days, sometimes 8 days, you either do the north or you do the south. You cannot cover the north and the south in about 8 or 10 days, because if you're flying up to Hanoi and you're coming down to Saigon, there's quite a bit in between to do as well. And I don't think that you'll do justice to the country by just going in for those few days where you're spending a day in one city and a night in another and a day in the following and a night in another. I don't think you're going to be doing justice. So you need more time for that. And if you are doing 8 to 10 days, I would strongly advise that you either do the south or you do the north, and you do more of that particular region than trying to cover the whole country, because you cannot. It is just too beautiful to cover the whole country in that 10 days. So the answer to your question, if you're doing that just a few days, if you have 14 days or 16 days maybe, then I would say yes, okay, fine. From north to south or from south to north, yes, you can do it. Although you're not going to go too much to each city or each town, but you can do it, yes. And you can see quite a bit of the country. So that is fine. So that answers your question there. Now, before we go ahead talking about the different parts or talking about travel of which we're going to start doing from next week, inshallah, talking about different countries of the world, I've got quite a few on the agenda of talking of different countries. Although we have countries which are now narrowing down, there are certain countries which are no-go areas, which we're going to have to cut out very soon. But more than that, we are going to be concentrating. I'm trying to see if we can do South America, more of South America. Last year we didn't do justice to South America. I want to check this year if we can do South America, And we're going to talk to embassies from South America, and let's see if we can do some deals together also for South America. I'm going to talk to some travel agents also and see if we can do something where we probably put packages together for South America. And if we can get that done, then I'm going to be talking quite a bit on South America. And also, which I notice, many, many, many people are looking at the Far East. Let us not stay away from that. Let us talk this year also about the Far East. Let us talk much about countries which people are looking at, which is affordable. Looking at the rand dollar, it's crazy when it comes to traveling. You're looking at almost 17 to the dollar. Now, that is ridiculous. You can only imagine going to the States or going to Europe and then buying a cup of coffee and a toast, or buying a cup of coffee or maybe something very small, a can of Coke or something. How much are we going to spend? So just be very, very, very wary of that. Unfortunately, that's going to be reality. We're going to have to live with that. When it comes to traveling, we're going to have to live with that now. If we want to do our flights out, we want to do our bookings, brace yourself for that. But there's a lot of saving that can be done. Where you, if you book early, you book your tickets early, you organize your hotels early, you may save quite a bit. And that what you're going to save just before leaving for your holiday could be used for all those extra expenses which are uncalled for. So let us look at that, and we are going to be talking more about, as I said, those countries. Also, we'll try and cover certain countries which are quite reasonable in the former USSR, in Asia, and you're looking at Northern Europe, Eastern Europe. There are quite reasonable places as well. We'll look at that also. And I've got a good schedule lined up for this year. But after the news, we're going to be talking on just basic planning your holiday, getting yourself ready for a holiday, the do's and don'ts and the requirements for a holiday. Let us start off with that. Let us start the year off with that. And then from next week, we talk about the countries themselves. Because the thing is, we need to prepare before we go for a holiday. What's required? Passports and so on. So let's look into that. And then we'll continue with all that right after the news. From the promo we have, from the heights of Kilimanjaro to the depths of Jericho. Alhamdulillah, we've been to the depths of Jericho. I'd like to do the heights of Kilimanjaro, but I don't know if age will be a factor there. Anyway, welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globetrotting program, where we talk of travel, alhamdulillah. And as I said, I would like to do the heights of Kilimanjaro. But then again, can we do it? We're coming to that age. Can we do it? But we'll try. We should try that and see. Go up to the top of Kilimanjaro. And it will be fun, I think. It will be something good to do. Inshallah, someday, if Allah wills. Now, getting ready for a holiday. It's not an easy task, eh, sometimes. You want to get ready for a holiday. Sometimes some people, with excitement, prepare 3 months in advance. Some people are used to it 2 days before they start preparing. Others, the day they're leaving, they start packing their bags. Now, there's differences with different people, different folks, different strokes, that's what they say. So, if you are preparing for your holiday, especially in these tough times, preparing for a holiday, there's many things to look at. We tend to overlook many, many, many trivial issues. We take things for granted. And then, when it comes to packing as well, we find that many people pack their lives into their bags. They pack their lives into their bags, wanting to travel. They fill their bags up and take just about anything and everything, thinking that there's no other place in the world that has got what you have at home. The world is one global village. You get just about anything and everything around the world that you have at home. So you need not take everything. Take your basic necessities, take your medication, and you go. You need not take 2 boxes of ProNutro, 2 boxes of Rice Krispies, which I've seen. I've seen many. Then you get many things which people take, breakfast stuff I'm talking of. When it comes to food stuff, yes. When it comes to your solid meals, I think if you feel you want to take, yes, it's fine, because you don't know halal haram on that side. But when it comes to your breakfast, please do not take a couple of boxes of Rice Krispies and ProNutro and Weet-Bix and all those things. No, man. You're filling your bags unnecessarily for that, because hotels offer that in the first place. But if you're getting a hotel which do not offer that, there's a supermarket around the corner from where your hotel is. And that supermarket, 9 out of 10 or 9.9 out of 10, you are going to get the cereals in those countries. The taste may be different, but you are going to get your cereals there. So you can buy them from there. You need not take box milk from South Africa, put them in your boxes and bags and cooler boxes and take them with you. You need not do that, because you'll get that as well on that side. You'll get that all over the world. So control your bags, control your filling of your bags, which is of primary importance when it comes to preparing for travel. Organize your bags properly. Do not overfill your bags. Do not fill your bags with unnecessary stuff. Do not fill your bags with clothing. If you're going for 10 days, you're taking 10 pairs of pants, 10 shirts or 12, 13 shirts. If in the event you were at the dinner table or at the lunch table and you messed your shirt, so now you're taking an extra shirt for that, you need not do that. You need not take so much of clothing for each day as you have them in your cupboard. I am taking that for so and so days. No, you need not do that. There is a place called a laundry in every part of the world. You can get it washed. In your hotel room also, you may, if you feel you want to, in the evenings, do your underwear and your socks washing and so on. You can do it. They do have washing lines in the room, in the hotel bathrooms. Hang them there, by the morning they dry. Do that. Need not take so many. So your baggage is light enough to travel. When you go abroad, you do not want to drag along and move with heavy baggages. You have a trolley bag, which is the most advisable thing to do. These days you buy these trolley bags which weigh about 4 kilos, 5 kilos, 3 kilos, some of them. The extra lightweight bags. Buy those. Take those bags. They have wheels at the bottom. Fill your bags. When you get to the airport, you can drag your bag along. You need not carry a bag without wheels and just break your back. So be convenient for yourself and get one of those bags. And you move with those bags. Do not overfill the bags. You get the normal, I think it's 54-centimeter bags or a 65-centimeter bag. That's good enough. Fill those bags with what's necessary. And you have one hand luggage. Your hand luggage also mustn't be all things dangling around with a Checkers packet and a Pick and Pay packet and a Ackerman's packet, which I've seen many a times. People take into the plane. When they get in, they've got their knapsack with them. In their hands, they've got their hands full with plastic bags with lots of different things in there. And the samosas and pies are there as well. So you've got everything in your hand going into the plane. Now you are inconveniencing yourself. You are more concerned about, when you're getting off the plane, how many packets to now offload from the cabin in the first place before offloading your baggage, which is coming from the bottom. That is also something which is important. Take one hand luggage, if need be, and one small little carry bag if you have to. And if you've got your samosas and pies, which makes the plane smell fantastically well while you're sitting in the plane where everybody else is going to start having their meals, and you open up that foil or that lunch wrap of yours, and next best thing, you get that samosa woof that comes past you. You smell it from far. Dude, not a problem. Many people do that. But it's fine. Do that. But in limitation, do not fill so many plastic bags to take. You're not going to die in that 8 hours or 7 hours or 9 hours. So take a limited amount of food when you're going across into a plane also. So that is one. And then your baggage itself. When you're packing your bags, be considerate for yourself. Do not overfill your bags with everything. Do not fill too much of stuff. And all these things, when you fill your bags, be considerate for yourself. Be considerate for yourself, and take limited stuff. I got a message here. It says, "Salams. I hear stories regularly of honeymoon couples. They're too shy to tell each other how much to pack for the trip. And that is a fact. When you're getting married and you feel, okay, I'm going away for a holiday with my spouse or with my wife, whatever it may be, and I'm going across, we're going to an island, for example. Now, because you are not familiar with one another, you tend to feel shy to tell the other one before the nikah, obviously, that, listen, we're going to the Maldives, but do not pack. We're going for 7 days. Do not pack 7 sets of clothing.
And do not pack 7 gowns also, because you don't have to impress me at nights with all your gowns and all that. You don't have to impress me with all your clothing and all that. They tend to feel shy to tell one another. But do not do it. Because yourself, you're going to suffer when you get to the other end. When you get to your destination, remember, gentlemen, you're going to have to be carrying those bags. So you got your bags, plus you got that tons of bags carrying on the other side. And, oh, yes, and another thing, what's going to happen is, the night before you're departing, they're going to tell you, you know, I got so much of stuff. Don't you want to put in your bag also some stuff? So, you know, please take some of my stuff also. Hey, be careful. So just control yourself when it comes to that. So when you going in and when you get into the plane, make sure you're comfortable. Make sure you're comfortable. Do everything comfortably for yourself when you go out. Then another important thing which has come to light, which is very important. This week it was in the news. It came on News 24 as well. Very important. Your belongings, your valuables. Try and keep a belt, a money belt if possible. Sometimes many people when they travel, they have a vest, a normal vest which you wear, but they stitch a pocket in the vest, but a quite a big pocket which normally the Hajis use. So you stitch a pocket on your vest and you put all your valuables in there. Because there are people that are out in the plains, which has been proven now, especially on, which has come to light on the Hong Kong flight, especially on SAA 286, where many people going on that flight, by the time they reach Hong Kong, their bags have been ransacked, their hand luggages, their valuables have been taken away, whatever's in the hand carry bags have been taken away. By you keeping your bag under your seat or in front of you, at the bottom on the floor in front of your seat, is not as safe as you think it is, because you can see it. You doze off, you tend to fall asleep. Those guys pull the bag in from the front, or they pull it from the side, ransack your bag, put your bag back again, you know nothing what's happening and what has happened to your bags. So be very, very careful. Be very, very careful, because that is something which is now coming to light. And you have to please take care of your personal belongings, because it's now unfortunate that these things are happening in flight. When it comes to your valuables in your hand carry luggage, which you put in the cabin above you, be very careful of that. Because these guys are just out there. The guy that got caught last week, what he did was, it's a syndicate that's operating. When you fall asleep, they first mark the people, obviously, and they see who probably has got wealth with them. They mark the guy. When they fall off to sleep, they open up the cabin bag. They open up the cabin on top, they take the bag, they take it to the back, and they start ransacking the bag. In no time they can do that, obviously. They ransack the bag, they take out what they have to from that bag, they take it out, they put the bag back again. And there was people that lost money, I'm talking of last week. And the return flight is SA-287, which I just got the message now on this one from Hong Kong to Johannesburg. The syndicate is operating for the past 2 years. Mostly, they sit in the rear of the aircraft, and then they monitor the people from the back. And that is where you've got to be very careful. So please, people, this is a lesson which we have to learn. This is something which is very important to us. We tend to become complacent when we get into flight, when we're flying out of the country. We become complacent. We become relaxed, and we feel we're going on a holiday, everything, and we overlook these petty things. It may be petty to us now, but when you get onto the other side, and when all your dollars are gone, and today with the 17 to a dollar, when all your dollars are gone, then I can only imagine how you're going to sit and cry and then say, I should have and I should have done and I shouldn't and I shouldn't have done. It's too late. So be very careful. Please look after. This is advice which is coming from the news desks as well. And I'm giving personal advice to you. Please, if we can help one or two people just to abide by these rules, we're satisfied. But let everybody understand, this is a reality. Keep your belongings with you. Please be safe. So that is a very, 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 very important issue. It's very important issues which we got to look at. Then, when it comes to planning your holiday, what to do to ensure that you have a safe and a happy holiday. Sometimes travel trips are always the number one key to enjoying and making the most of your holidays. So what are the best tips to making most out of your experience and your holiday destination? The most important step is planning. Plan as much as you can beforehand. Take a pen and paper and start jotting down. This may take some time before you go on holiday, but it will save you money and help you choose the right destination for you and save you time. And when you're on your holiday, at your holiday destination as well, it saves you time, it saves you money. So your planning has to be of utmost importance. Now you ask yourself, where do I start when planning for my next holiday? Questions to ask, first of all. Number one, can I afford to travel overseas? It can be really expensive at times, as we know, with our rand dollar, which I'm going to be talking of this rand dollar all the time because we get affected now through and through with all that, right? And then we have how much of money am I willing to spend? What is my total budget? So how much of money, what's my total budget? So you know exactly where to what you're going to be doing. And then, are currency fluctuations working in my favor in certain countries? Obviously, in our country, it's not going to be such, but is it working in favor of anybody? So just, you know, consider that. Do I want to travel with a tour guide or in a group or independently? Count that as well, because that's also cost involved. Now, when it comes to planning your holiday in advance, a good start is to get an overall perspective of the country you're planning to visit in the first place. Read and familiarize yourself with the destination, and then ask yourself and then put pen to paper. Choosing your destination, why am I choosing one destination over another? And then you have, sometimes, many a times, people say, I've been to Seychelles, I've been to Zanzibar, okay, I want to eat Maldives. Okay, that's my decision made, I want to eat Maldives. Then you start planning accordingly. Sometimes you're saying, Singapore, I've been to Malaysia, I've been to Singapore, I've been to Bangkok, Thailand, I've now, you know, on the same belt I have Laos and I have Vietnam. Okay, I'm going to eat either Laos or I'm going to eat Vietnam first. And then I'll do Cambodia. So now you decide from there. So like that, you look at the sequence of which countries you've been to, and you follow up from there. So that is now assisting with your choice. And then transport. Will I need to hire a car, or will public transport be good enough? That's another thing. And then foreign currency and budget of how much money am I prepared to spend? Did I save up enough beforehand? Things like that. Also good to know all those things, because that is something which is of importance, that when you get to your destination, you don't want to be fumbling around for money. I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm in Paris, I can't go up to the Eiffel Tower, or, you know, I'm in Miami, I cannot take an entrance to one of the Disney parks because of the value and so on. It is pretty expensive sometimes, but just prepare yourself for all those things. And then, you have the culture, local laws, and the religion of that country. Make sure you know that beforehand. How well do I know the culture of that place? The basic laws I need to know of what the requirements are of that country. And also, what is the religion of that country, basic religion? Respect every religion in every country you go. Doesn't mean I'm Muslim, so now those countries, because they may be a Buddhist country or maybe another country where their beliefs are totally different, and I must look at them differently, and I mustn't respect them. Respect every religion in every country that you go to. And then accommodation. Am I comfortable in staying in a 5-star hotel, budget hotel, 3-star hotel? You got to look at the type of accommodation you want. There's many people that go to different destinations. Some of the destinations they go to, they choose a 5-star hotel, while others they will choose a 3-star hotel. Some of the 3-star hotels are as good as the 5-star hotels. So do your judgment accordingly. That is of importance. And then you have your tourist attractions. Do I want to see the history or the modern tourist attractions? Or that the modern tourist attractions must be full of action? Is that what you want? Do you want to go see the masjids and churches and religious places, which we have many tours doing that as well? So that is also another thing which is of importance you've got to look at. And then your other travel arrangements, do I have a preferred airline or should I book with a travel agent? You have all these choices, so you've got to look at all that even. Now, I've got 3-4 SMSs. Let me just read this before I go on a little further with this. We're already going to be out of time, but let me just read this few SMSs. It says, just heard you speaking about packing. I would say take what foodstuff you can, considering the current exchange rate. You could then save that money for other things. Other things is that you shouldn't overpack. You should be able to remove your bag yourself. Oops, now I'm getting a call coming in here even. You should be remove your bag from yourself, where you can remove your bag from your carousel. Be able to wheel your own bag without a trolley. And if you're using a train from like an airport to the city, let me just scroll down. City, the space for luggage is limited. Remember that. That's something important. Don't take so many bags that when you're getting from the airport to the city or wherever you're going to your hotel destination, you've got so much of bags that you're going to have to hire another taxi to take that. That is of importance as well. And you must be able to lift your bags upstairs yourself. Wherever, if there's stairs, you must be able to lift it up. That is also of importance. And then another one here is my opinion. When flying multiple destinations, use an agent. Number one, destination, it's okay. Number two, book online. Because if you got any flight problems, etc., you can always call the agent to make a plan, which is also important. So if you're booking with an agent, you know that if you're doing multiple destinations, this person is talking out of experience this year. I think there's a message here which they had a problem with Johannesburg-Hong Kong flight. So then your agent can sort that out. That is also alhamdulillah. That is something which is also important. So make sure when you got multiple flights, if you have an agent, you can always come back to them when you have delays, when you miss a flight in between and so on, so they can sort that out for you. So that is also of importance, inshallah. And then the local currency. Know the local currency of that particular country. What's the currency exchange rate? What's the best rate you should get? Because remember, lots of these countries, you have these money exchanges, which you can negotiate with them, and you can get different pricing with them. When it comes to getting your different pricing for your rand or for your dollar, you can get some rates. Some of the companies offer you better. So make sure you familiarize yourself with that, because that is also important. That your foreign currency must be all sorted when it comes, because that's where you can have a lot of saving. It's like buying smart, for example. You buy smart, and it will take you a long way forward. And then you also make sure you know your way around. Before you leave for the country, learn a little about the city. Learn quite a bit about the tourist destinations of that particular city. Because it doesn't help you to go from Johannesburg to a country you want to visit. When you get to the country, now you say, okay, where do I start? Which place do I visit first? Have that in order. I need to go to Phi Island. I need to go to whichever caves. I need to do this. Make a note of all those things. So when you get there, you get to your hotel, you go to concierge, you tell them, listen, I need assistance with this maybe. Please help me. They will refer you to wherever in the hotel, and they will tell you, okay, so-and-so agent will take you. You can go here, you can go there, you can do whatever you want to, whatever you got on your list. And that will help quite a bit. So do that. When it comes to traveling as well, lots of these eastern countries have got tuk-tuks. Tuk-tuks are fairly cheap. If you need be, use those tuk-tuks to move around in the cities, because that will save you a lot of money. Instead of taking meter taxis, going all over, you're paying a lot of money for all that. If you're taking these tuk-tuks, they take you around wherever you want to go. They are very, very cheap. That will help you when it comes to you traveling locally, wherever you go. So that there you can save quite a bit of money. And when it comes to your cultures, like I said, make sure you respect the cultures. Do not laugh at the people's cultures. And another very important thing, when you're going to any destination, first of all, learn the greeting in their language, which makes a difference, which puts a smile on the next person's face. When you get into the taxi, when you greet them in their language, although they will rattle, after that they will rattle to you a long sentence, which now you're baffled. But be that as it may, you tell them, no, me English only. But you greet them in their language, and that's it. And that will make a difference. It sort of breaks the ice immediately, and they feel happy about that. Very important. No, hello, goodbye, thank you, good evening, good night. All the good stuff, all the polite stuff, learn that in their language, and that will help you. Another thing which is very important, when you get to any destination today, because we're living in a global village, the important thing is, when you get to the destination, at the airport, buy a local SIM card. When you put that local SIM card into your phone, you're not going to be losing all your contacts simply because you got a local SIM card in the phone. Today we have WhatsApp. So as soon as you put your local SIM card in your phone, when the WhatsApp, when the app pops up and asks you, do you want to change your number, you just say, no, you're not changing your number. You're keeping your same South African number in there, and you continue. So you're going to have a local number for voice calling, and your WhatsApp is going to be on your home number, your local South African number. So you're going to have that number as your WhatsApp number. So anybody still contacting you on WhatsApp will be able to reach you on WhatsApp on your phone on that side, although you have a new number on that side. Let me repeat it. If you put a new SIM card of whichever country you are in, you put that SIM card into your phone, your WhatsApp can be still used, your South African number WhatsApp can still be used with that same new number in your phone. And you can make and receive WhatsApp calls on your South African number. So that is also something which you should consider when you get to the airport. So you are in contact all the time. Make sure you take a passport copy. All those people that are traveling with in the same group, take a full set of passport copies and leave it at home, together with your itinerary, with somebody that is responsible at home, leave it at home. And then, while you are together in the group, all of you, the passport copies should be shared amongst yourself. Do not keep your own passport copy. Take yours and give it to the next person, and the next person gives it to the following person. So each one got another person's passport copies, and keep your passport on you all the time. Money belts are of utmost importance, I would say, when it comes to travel. Keep a money belt where you keep your money and your passports. Keep that. If you have a knapsack, try and have a knapsack which do not easily slip off with Velcro that's got on the sling where you have Velcro. Do not have Velcro on the sling only. Have a clip as well, or maybe something which is more tight. Because what's happening is, while you're walking, these guys come past you, they'll grab your bag and run, or while on a motorbike also, they'll come slowly past you, grab your bag, and they will just ride away. So of importance, make sure you have a secured knapsack, which maybe have two straps also, not a problem, but have your two straps. Try and keep the knapsack part, instead of keeping it behind you, keep it in front of you. So you strap it around your arms, but keep it in front of you. That is, and it may not look so great, but rather be safe than sorry. That is something that is important that you should do. Your currency you keep on you all the time. Your passport you keep. Lots of hotels, what they do is they'll take your passport away when you arrive, but you have your copies with you. So if any authority stops you for your passport, you have a copy, and you tell them, my passport is at the hotel, but here's my copy. I'm from South Africa, and they wouldn't trouble you. Unlike Mozambique and South Africa, where if you got a foreign passport, they look to trouble you. Foreign countries, when you got a foreign passport, they look after you, they will assist you. And that's what they would do there. And that will help you quite a bit. And then also, when it comes to the hotel, do not take gospel and for granted that that hotel safe is safe. The hotel safe is not 100% safe, because the hoteliers have access to your safe. So be very careful. There's a small little plug at the bottom of the keypad of that safe that you have in the hotel room. They can plug in a unit, they find your code, and they open up the safe. So be very careful. I'm very wary about hotel safes. I don't find it very safe. So be careful of hotel safes. Do not try and leave much of your valuables in that safe. Although it is guaranteed sometimes by the hotel, but just be very careful. It can be picked into, and you'll be very careful. Many a times you find in the hotels, people that are on holiday, they are very lax about all this stuff. That when they get up in the morning, into the shower, out of the shower, everything is thrown around in the bedroom or in your hotel room, and everything just lies around there. Your bags are open, and you're gone for breakfast. From there, you're gone, and you expect those cleaners to put everything together. Yes, they will put it together for you. That's their job. But you may not know if you get the wrong one that can pickpocket you, that can take from your bag, even the smallest item, even if it's one perfume bottle, something may just go. As South Africans, we are very wary about those things. Foreigners are not wary about that because they feel, you know what, nobody will steal from them. Because we're in South Africa, we have that life we live, so we feel like that. That is why, close your bags, lock your bags, keep it aside, put all your clothing in the bags if you have to, and put it aside. Only your room is messed up for them to clean. Let them do that. That is all. Do not leave all your toothbrushes lying around, all that, because you know what, hygiene is also of another important factor when it comes to going abroad. So let us not leave all those things behind. And another most important thing which I mentioned from time to time before I go, there's so much more to talk about, but just, you know, we're already out of time. But before I go, another important thing. Let us not leave namaz behind. Let us always carry a musalla with us. Let us always carry a musalla with us. You get those small fold-up musallas. And also, take a musalla with you in your hand luggage. Small little fold-up. Do not leave your namaz behind. Do not leave Islam behind. Because that is something which we find many a times. We find this happening all the time. You tend to forget, many people tend to forget that there is namaz when you are abroad as well. And when you are abroad, Allah made it easy for us. Allah made it very, very easy for us. 2 rakats instead of 4. Only Maghrib, you can't make 1.5, so you make your 3. Your Isha is 2 rakats and 3 witr. So it's short, short namazes. So let us not throw that behind us. Make sure you have that. I got a message that came here. Do not keep all your money together. Split it between you and your partner if you're traveling together, or if you've got more people, split it amongst yourselves. From experience, be very, very careful. Keep monies split. So if in the event anything does happen, you know that you will be safe. You do have some monies. You do have some money that you can carry with you. And if anything gets missing, if Allah forbid, if anything gets missing, you have some money that you can still carry with you. I've got another message here. Salams, Muhammad. Great program. Please advise listeners when wanting to book day tours or any activities, please scout around for prices. Hotels usually offer, but they are rather expensive. Now, this is something which we should always look at as well. When you are doing, ask your hotel lobby for information. They probably have a list of these companies that come and leave brochures with them. Take these brochures and start scouting around. Especially if you're in the East, if you scout around for pricing, you believe me, you'll probably come even less 50, less 60%. You will get a lot and a lot of cheap tourist places that you could go to when it comes to talking to these different operators. Do not just book the first one that you get, because you are definitely going to be paying a lot. So book cheap, find the correct ones, select your place first of all. Which tourist place you want to go to. From there, you look at all the different companies that are offering. Even if it means you got to sit and just contact a few of them, contact them. Get reliable people. You ask whoever it is, you'll ask them who's reliable. Yeah, you'll see that they're not coming in just any skoro truck or car or whatever it may be. They're coming in something in a decent vehicle. You go with them. You know, where they are responsible, they make sure that they have their company card with them, which is always of importance. Even in taxis, make sure you have on the taxi dash, which they normally have, the company's name with the photograph of the driver. All the information of the company and the driver is always pasted on the dash of the taxi. And those are reputable guys. Use them. But use those that are quite cheap and quite reasonable. Don't just go the first person to book with and you just book and you carry on from there. Find reasonable people to book with, and you can save quite a bit of money. In fact, these days, with our currency fluctuation, we have to look at that. We have to look at that part of saving, because we are in a category where our currency is very low, and we need all that little bit of saving. Because today, water and a can of Coke may be very expensive abroad, wherever you may go. So that little saving can even assist towards Coke and water. Always another thing which is of utmost importance. Many people, you know, and something which we tend to do quite often. When you go abroad, the first thing you should do when you reach a destination, whichever country you reach, try to have a raw onion of that particular country, from that country. Have a raw onion. You eat a bit of the raw onion, it's an antibiotic. It will sort you wouldn't get sick in a hurry there. That is something which you should do as well. Secondly, make sure you take a bottle. Hotels offer bottled water. Normally you'll get 2 bottles of water for free every day. In the morning you'll find the bottles of water there. Take the bottles of water with you. Keep the bottles of water with you all the time. Wherever you are, have water with you. It may be hot, you may need it for anything, you may need it. And you have your bottle of water. Another thing, okay, in the Eastern countries,
fine, not a problem. But in the Western countries, you'd find when you go to the toilets, there's no water facilities for us especially. You get those collapsible plastic bottles. You don't have to carry a big bottle with you. You get those collapsible plastic bottles, small little plastic bottles, probably about half a liter or 1 liter. Those are flat plastic. When you get to the toilet, you fill that with water and you can use that. That is also something which you should carry in your hand luggage. Also of importance. Because sometimes you don't know what can happen and there's an emergency and you need to go to the toilet and you do not have water. So you have that little, you still have that bottle which you can fill with water and get in wherever you are. And that will help you. That's of importance. And we need that pack in our pack as well. We need that. So make sure you carry that and keep that with you all the time. So that is just the basic. There's quite a bit more that we can share with when it comes to experiences or preparation of traveling. There's so much more, the do's and don'ts of what to do in the plane. As Muslims also, we should consider when we're in the plane how we should present ourselves. Our akhlaq must be presented well in the plane with the air hostesses, with the air hosts, whoever it may be. Present ourselves kindly with them. Do not be hard on them. They have a job to do as well. So be kind to them also. So there's so much more that we can talk about, but these are just basics. I hope these few pointers that we've had helps people in the beginning just to get ready for travel. If that can help a few people, alhamdulillah, we're quite happy for that. There's quite a bit more. We will cover some of these other things during our time while talking during the year. But for now, I think this is sufficient enough to take in and just let's bear with that, because there are many people, many people who travel abroad and do not know where to start from. So if there's any assistance you require when it comes to packing bags and so on, if you need some advice and assistance as well, you may contact me at any time. My SMS line, 072-786-5520, 072-786-5520. My email address, mohammed@globetrotting.co.za. From myself, Mohammed Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.